Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Red Pill News. I hope you guys are having a lovely day. I have just recently returned from Youngstown, Ohio, where I attended the latest J.R. Majewski and Donald Trump rally. It was an incredible experience. I'm going to tell you all about it right after the break. But first of all, we've got a couple of things we're going to be addressing. There's been a lot of discussion since the rally about the flag that President Trump had displayed as the people who were speaking on stage walked out from behind this kind of tunnel thing. I've got video of that flag, and we're going to talk about if it means anything at all. Then we're going to be discussing a very interesting article that came out in the Washington Post on the 19th, which would be earlier today. It's entitled Pentagon Opens Sweeping Review of Clandestine Psychological Operations. Now, this could mean a couple of different things, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on all of them. And I'm going to give you an update on the article I published the other day about that possible document coming out of the Rand Corporation dealing with the destruction of Germany and the EU. Then we've got great news coming out of both the Navy and the Marines in regards to religious objections to the jab and whether or not these guys are going to get to stay in the service. And finally, Joe Biden appeared on 60 Minutes this weekend and had a couple of key things to say about Hunter Biden and his not so great relationships with world leaders and businesses around the globe. So do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn because we're going to be right back after this. All right, guys, welcome back, and thank you for sticking around. We're going to begin today by discussing the potential meaning behind the flag that was on stage at the rally in Youngstown over the weekend. Now, as someone who was there, I was sitting in the VIP section. JR was behind the stage. He actually saw the flag from behind. I've got video of that for you. But the flag did appear to have stars that were blacked out. Now, I can't say whether or not those stars were actually blacked out or whether it was simply a trick of the light. At the time, I just figured it was a trick of the light. But now, thinking about it afterwards and looking at the potential meanings of a star that's been blacked out on an American flag, it really does appear to me that there could be a potential message, because whether or not the stars were there, appearances are everything. And I think that all of us know that. So if we take a look at this post right here on Truth Social, this is from Sheer Glee. She says that this flag means give no quarter nor accept it. Now, yesterday was Constitution Day, the day of the rally. And if we take a look here, this is how the flag appeared to people that were watching at home and for people there that were in the audience. But if we take a look at this video from J.R. Majewski, you can see how the flag appeared for the people that were walking out. Now, does this mean that the flag only had stars embroidered on one side? Was it some type of cost-saving measure? I really can't tell you, but this is something that certainly I would like to ask President Trump about. Let's go ahead and watch this video from JR, and you can see what the people that were walking out saw. So you can see there that this is an American flag. It's the actual regular American flag. However, it appears to be draped behind this blue drapery here. So there is light illuminating it from behind. It is covered with this blue drape. And so that blue drape is giving you this effect of making it appear as if those stars are blacked out. However, they're truly there. Now, as I said, appearances are everything. And I have to believe that President Trump and the people that are putting on these rallies for him were fully aware of what this would look like to people there in the audience and to the people at home. And considering the conditions that we're currently living in, I mean, it's essentially a wartime rally that President Trump is giving. Bobby Ball in the next post, he also found a meaning that says a nation whose society is divided about its political leadership. I think that that is very true as well. And getting back to the idea of war, and we are definitely at war with the elements of the deep state that are trying to destroy America. President Trump made that known during his speech. And there were also some other things that happened during the rally. Once again, at the end of the rally, President Trump played the song "Where We Go One, We Go All." He has played that consistently since that first night where I was streaming the rally, and it opened with the thunder sounds of the storm, and then it went into "Where We Go One, We Go All," and the rally ended on quite a high note. People are paying attention to this. The shills in the mainstream media are definitely paying attention to this. You can see both Alex Kaplan and Aaron Rupar here with their panties in a bunch, realizing that the title of the song is "Where We Go One, We Go All." Of course, this is going to make them very upset, and they want to know what the reason is. Now, maybe President Trump has no idea, but something tells me that's not the case. And once again, I don't think President Trump does anything in regards to these rallies that he's not fully aware of. So for whatever reason, President Trump is ensuring that these messages are getting out. And I have to say, it's pretty exciting.
We cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever, ever, ever back down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a small chance of victory. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and to God alone. My fellow citizens, this incredible journey we are on together has only just begun, and it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious American nation. So with the help of everyone here today and citizens all across our land, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Ohio.
And listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wolves hiding nearby, whispering, do or die. Around me,
well, Well, speaking of information operations, I'm sure that you will remember that Ghosts in the Machine video from the fourth PSYOPs group that was released about 4 months or so ago. Well, I bring it up and I give that little clip there for you guys because I think it's rather relevant today as we get this article coming from the Washington Post. Pentagon opens sweeping review of clandestine psychological operations. Now, in this new internet information age, you can bet that there are psychological operations happening around you at all times, and it's going to be coming from a variety of different directions. Whether it's good guys, bad guys, somewhere in between, the United States government, elements of the deep state, elements of other governments that are operating against the United States or even with the United States, it is essentially an overlapping tableau of psychological information and misinformation that is being directed at you every single moment of every single day. That becomes far easier in this social media frenzied world in which we live. And that is the subject of this article here today. Now, I want to point out this article is coming from the Washington Post. And I would say that the Washington Post, along with the New York Times, are two of the most deep state centric papers that are out there today. Certainly, they're not publishing for the people of the United States of America. They are publishing for the deep state in order to hoodwink and to obfuscate the information that is being disseminated by everybody else. If there's something that needs to be covered up, we're going to get the Washington Post and the New York Times right at the front of the pack in order to do that. So thinking about the source of this story, it says complaints about the U.S. military's influence operations using Facebook and Twitter have raised concern in the White House and federal agencies. Now, why would the White House and federal agencies be worried about the influence operations of our own government? Well, if they're not in line with that deep state that has stolen our government, then perhaps that would be the reason they're a little bit nervous about it. Now, there's been a lot of talk over the years about whether or not this anonymous poster that we have come to know as Q is a psychological operation. I've given my thoughts on that before. I think it is a psychological operation. But I think that there are different audiences for the information coming out of that op. Certainly, some of it is directed at the deep state. It's meant to confuse. It's meant to disorient. Certainly, some of that information was directed at people like us, people on the internet, patriots, people who want to save America, people who are aligned with President Trump. And then, of course, as I said earlier, people who are aligned against Donald Trump. But if they're looking through the Pentagon and what psychological operations have been active in the Pentagon, I tend to think that they're not looking for deep state operations. They're looking for patriot operations that are either helping along the good guys or disseminating good information to people like us. So what they found out very recently is that there was about 150 accounts that were taken down by Facebook and Twitter because apparently they broke their rules. It says that these bogus media personalities and sites were created in the United States, and they ended up being disclosed by a group called Graphica and, of course, the Stanford Internet Observatory. Now, they don't tell who they were exactly, but they do give us some intelligence about what they were supposedly pushing information about. And the ones that they quote seem to have all surrounding issues of war and issues with Middle Eastern countries, specifically the Middle East, North Africa, and Central and South Asia. Now, all of these nations in these regions are working against the interests of the United States of America. And the Pentagon running influence or psychological operations against them should be a good thing for the people of America. But considering the fact that we have an illegitimate and illegal administration in power, or certainly sitting in Washington, D.C. right now, well, that should give you a little bit of a clue as to why they're nervous about it. Now, we can take a look here on the Wayback Machine at that report from Graphica in Stanford, and you can see kind of a heat map of where these organizations were directing their influence at. And they were based around Iran, pro-Iranian regimes, anti-Iranian regimes, other accounts having to do with Iran, the Middle East, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and so on. And the paper itself is quite detailed, going into percentages and how many of these accounts were directed at which regions and which countries. But it's very interesting to me that the social media companies and the United States government itself would not want psychological operations to be happening against the enemies of our nation. So this makes me believe that they are not necessarily looking to identify the people behind those specific influence operations, but more than likely against one very specific influence operation, which we have always maintained had its roots in military intelligence or in places like CENTCOM that were running these operations against Iraq, Afghanistan, and so on and so forth. Now, it's also very interesting that one of the federal agencies they mention as having a real problem with this is the State Department and the CIA. They say that they have both been perturbed by the military's use of clandestine tactics. Perhaps that's because the State Department and the CIA also have their own competing clandestine tactics that they're using, their own psychological operations, their own influence operations that they're attempting to use as well. They say, hey, don't amplify our policies using fake personas because we don't want to be seen as creating false grassroots efforts, even though that's exactly what the CIA has done, even though that's exactly what the State Department has done. Take a look at the Ukraine circa 2014. Take a look at the Arab Spring. Both of these not organic operations, not grassroots operations, but these were revolutions that were started by the CIA and the State Department themselves. You take a look at any color revolution that's happened across the world since World War II, and you bet that the CIA or the State Department have their hands in those as well. They go on to say that these influence operations do in fact have a role in support of our military in those operations, but it should be a narrow one with intrusive oversight by military and civilian leadership. That way, they can control what the message is. That way, they can control who is actually having that psychological operation directed at them. And you can bet, again, with the Smith-Mundt Act, propaganda is job one. Washington Post, New York Times, mainstream media outlets. That is why they hate the alternative media so much. People like me, people like you, people who are attempting to spread truthful, good information and who are trying to get to the bottom of what's going on out there. If you just take a look at the state of social media over the course of the last few years, the conversation has been consistently pushed one way over the other. The only side that gets shut down are the people who are attempting to put forward the best interests of America, good patriotic American citizens like us who are actually having an organic dialogue, who are actually trying to spread good information. If you take a look back at President Trump's Twitter account when it was still online, anytime he posted something, it would immediately fill up the comments with a series of bot comments saying the same thing over and over and over again. Whether those were influence and psyops taking place from the CIA or elements of the deep state within our own nation, or by nations such as China or Iran or so on and so forth, the situation is dire. The situation is bleak when they can no longer control the flow of information. As an example, here's the video I shared on Telegram over the weekend. What you're about to see is a TikTok creator who was sent a request to create a video which would create propaganda and psychological influence operations against Donald Trump to influence the minds of people on TikTok into thinking that the events of January 6th were a deliberate criminal act perpetrated by Donald Trump and, quote, MAGA Republicans.
I was just offered $400 to make an anti-Donald Trump propaganda post related to the January 6th investigation that is completely not true. I should start out this video.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
By saying I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, so that should give a little bit of context to where I'm coming from. I'm an attorney. I post legal news and analysis on related topics. Okay, here we go with the story. So first thing first, I get an email from somebody with the Good Info Foundation. We'll talk about them a little more in a minute. I'm going to refer to this person as Jane. Jane sent me a message letting me know she represented the Good Info Foundation and that she was willing to offer a paid collaboration to discuss some topics related to January 6th. I said, sure, why not? I'll learn some more. Jane says the Good Info Foundation will give me $400 to make a post on my page and then share it to Instagram. So you see that blue link? All right, here, we're going to follow it. These are the specific requirements in order to obtain that $400 of how I should refer to the January 6th Capitol raid. Number one, I must call this a criminal conspiracy. Number two, I must say Trump Republicans were responsible. Number three, I must frame it as an attack on my country, an attack on America or Americans, a criminal conspiracy, and a committed crime. I must attribute the matter to MAGA Republicans. I must make clear that this was ongoing and unresolved. And most importantly, that I must channel all of this unto the manipulation of voter agencies so that I could turn their anger around this event into defiance that would make people more likely to vote in midterms. And the thing that struck me the most was this part, where I was told to talk about the aspects of the Trump campaign's plan, and I was supposed to say that the Trump campaign paid literally millions of dollars to make January 6th happen. So I figured, you know, maybe I missed something. So I said, hey, Jane, what is the basis for the claim that the Trump campaign itself paid millions of dollars to make the January 6th siege of the Capitol happen? Jane doesn't answer the question. Hi, Preston, if you don't want to state that in the video, it's fine. You don't have to use all the bullet points provided. So I kept going. Sure, I'm just wondering if there's support for that claim. Jane doesn't answer again. Let me know if you are interested and the rate works for you. Thanks so much. I'm not interested, and the rate doesn't work for me. This is the Good Info Foundation. They boast on their homepage that good information is the lifeblood of a democracy. They further cry that we are in an information crisis. And you know the crazy thing about all of that? They're right.
So if that isn't a psychological operation, I don't know what is. Now, this is not being put out officially by a government organization, but it is being put out by that Good Information Foundation, which just so happens to be connected directly to George Soros. And even Yahoo News is being forced to report on this. Soros-backed foundation offered money for anti-Trump propaganda protest video. Now, it's not simply George Soros who has a direct link to this foundation. There are actually people who were in the Obama administration. So although it's not people currently working for the United States government, I would say it's certainly people who are very close to the shadow government that is controlling Joe Biden and the people in his regime. The Good Information Foundation is led by Rick Stengel. He was a former Undersecretary of State during the Obama administration. There are also other people involved that have very serious connections to very powerful people here in America. Now, the fact that this is happening and it's being revealed is absolutely stunning to me. But it goes to show just how deep the psychological information operations are running throughout the United States, and primarily on those massive major platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And that's why these platforms like Rumble and Truth Social and the Foxhole and Pilled are so important, because they're not owned by Twitter and Facebook or the CIA or the State Department. They're not owned by the deep state. They're owned by average, everyday people who are simply looking to further the conversation and to keep it going with an open flow of dialogue. The psyops may exist in those areas because anybody can make an account there, but it's nowhere near the same level of controlled communication as it is on places like Twitter and Facebook. They have very strict rules about what you can say and the types of information you can share, and you can bet they are not shutting down people who are putting out misinformation or psyops in favor of China or in favor of the deep state. If you speak out against Donald Trump, 100% your account is going to be in the clear. If you speak out in favor of Donald Trump, well, then you're going to get deplatformed and shut down, and you're probably going to end up on a list just like this one that was put out by Stanford and Graphica. All right, and finally, within the context of this conversation on psychological operations, I wanted to bring up that article I wrote on Substack the other day about this apparent recently revealed report from the Rand Corporation. It is labeled confidential. It's not published on their website. And as far as I know, no one at Rand has admitted to having authored it. But if you take a look at the content of the report and the events that have taken place globally in the last few months since the beginning of the year, I'd have to say it's pretty dead on. If somebody from RAND wrote this, then obviously they wouldn't want it to get out, because if, say, somebody inside the German government got their hands on it, I would imagine they would be pretty upset. So just thinking about that alone, I think that for us to be able to determine the provenance of this document, it's fairly unlikely. However, I think that the sentiment contained therein certainly identifies exactly what's happening across the globe right now. Now, what I can tell you is that this came from a high-level source very far up inside Germany. I can't really say anything more than that, but I'm hoping that some point in the future we're going to be able to get a little bit more pinpointed on exactly where this came from. What I think is important here is to identify the motives and methods of the deep state and the lengths that they will go to further their own ends, because clearly that has happened all across the globe. And as I pointed to earlier, what with color revolutions, what with these inorganic grassroots movements that have been started all across the world, this to me seems something very, very plausible. But it doesn't mean that it was actually written by RAND. Either way you slice it, to me, this is a psychological operation, because it is information designed to elicit a response and, at the very least, start a conversation. And regardless of where it came from, the source itself indicates to me that the Germans are paying attention to the content of that confidential report. They certainly believe that this is what's happening and that the deep state is willing to go to any lengths to further their own interests. All right, my friends, we're going to end this episode of Red Pill News with two more subjects that have been very tightly controlled, certainly subject to their own influence and psychological operations on behalf of both the United States government, the armed services, but also the vaccine manufacturers themselves who created these vaccines, which are not really vaccines. They are genetic manipulation therapies. Now, I've had the lawyers for the Navy SEALs that were fighting back against their being forced to take these jabs based upon their own religious accommodation. And they won in court, and the government has been unsuccessful in their efforts to appeal that ruling that allowed them to stay inside the armed services. The Navy had something called Trident Order 12, but it's recently been canceled by the United States Navy as a result of that brave group of SEALs that fought back against the tyranny of being forced to take this unnecessary medication. The Trident Order 12 was the order that stopped the SEALs from being able to do training, from traveling for deployment, or from conducting any other type of standard business as a Navy SEAL. Basically, it made them undeployable, essentially ended their careers as SEALs. So with the removal of Trident Order 12, they're now going to be free to come back to work. As a result of the removal of Trident Order 12, the Marines have now also followed suit. They've canceled their own order, which made those Marines undeployable if they were seeking a religious accommodation. So that's very good news against these two branches of our armed forces. But that does not solve the problem of not having our military up to full capacity at this moment. I heard a figure the other day, over 600,000 bodies we are short currently. So if something were to happen and the United States was forced into a wartime posture, then we would be at a significant disadvantage. And there is the very real possibility that we could lose against a nation such as China. But this is good news. This is going a little bit further towards getting us back into military readiness. The military is simply desperate right now to get people in and to keep them there. So the fact that they are willing to forego the necessity of getting a COVID-19 vaccine, that is good for anybody who wants to serve your nation, but not be forced to potentially look at lifelong debilitating illnesses as a result. And the final subject we're going to be discussing today.
And his son Hunter has been a lightning rod for suspicion. Hunter Biden's former addiction to crack cocaine led to a life he describes as nonstop depravity. He has also acknowledged a federal investigation into his taxes. Congress investigated Hunter Biden's job with a Ukrainian company at the time that his father ran Ukrainian policy in the Obama administration.
And that's right. The final subject on the docket today is that of none other than Hunter Biden, the scandal-plagued and formerly addicted to crack son of the selected president of the United States of America, Joseph Robinette Biden. Now, in the clip that I played for you, that was from an interview that Joe Biden did with 60 Minutes that aired yesterday on CBS. In that interview, he claims that there is nothing in Hunter's history that should cause any conflicts for the United States of America. Now, being addicted to crack cocaine is just one thing among many, but I have to be honest with you, it is the least concerning aspect of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family's history that we have to worry about. The IRS investigation is the next least thing that we have to worry about. The things that I'm worried about and that the people of America are worried about and that would have been revealed from the Hunter Biden laptop if a psychological influence operation hadn't been conducted against the people of the United States with the help of the mainstream media and a whole bunch of retired spooks that signed a letter saying it was Russian disinformation, they would have found out about Hunter Biden's multi-million dollar dealings with foreign nations like China and, of course, Ukraine. Can't forget about Romania and Tajikistan. We had pay-for-play schemes all across the world, all while Joe Biden was vice president to Barack Obama. During that 8 years, the Biden crime family made millions of dollars in deals that were under the table and that were at best completely inappropriate, if not downright illegal. Joe Biden, Hunter, and the Biden crime family used their power, privilege, and position in the United States government as a personal launching pad to line their own pockets with illegal pay-for-play schemes and dealings all over the world. Now, don't forget, it wasn't just Hunter Biden's laptop that was left at that repair shop in Delaware. We also had this video right here with Hunter smoking crack with a random prostitute, where he says that there was also another laptop that the Russians took and they used it for blackmail. If the Russians have blackmail material on Hunter Biden, I think that that is a major, major issue for the United States of America when we have somebody like Joe Biden, a dementia patient, sitting in the United States government. I would imagine that China probably also has their own blackmail material. China and Biden's, they did tons and tons of business, millions of dollars. Hunter Biden had a business partner that was the spy chief of the Chinese Communist Party. I don't understand how anyone can't tell that that is a major conflict of interest for the Bidens and for the United States government. The issues with the Bidens and Hunter go on and on and on. And I give CBS and 60 Minutes props for talking about it at all. But they did not talk about the meat of the issue, and they were still running their own influence PSYOP operation against the United States of America and the people who want the truth. And once again, I revert back to my original statement. This is why the alternative media, people like myself and people like you watching at home, are so vital to the free flow of information and the truth coming out about things just like Hunter Biden and the crimes of people like Joe and his brother. All right, my friends, I want to thank everyone for joining me today, and I just want you to remember that psychological operations are going to be happening all around you at every moment of every day. Never forget it. They're hoping that you're going to take the information that's put in front of you and you're going to run with it, whether it's from a nonprofit foundation like George Soros's Good Information Foundation, a foreign nation like China, or yes, even the United States government, and it could be any branch of the United States government. They could be running competing operations, or they can be running complementary operations. This is why it's so important for you to do your own research, to take a breather, and to use discernment. As always, this has been Red Pill 78. My name is Zach Payne, the Corruption Detector, and this was another edition of Red Pill News. Good luck, everyone, and God bless.